This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Happy Easter, and welcome into Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. On our show this Easter weekend, my first guest is from Blindspot on NBC, the lovely Jamie Alexander. Actor, now author, Dirk Blocker will be here. Of course, he's the son of Dan Blocker. Comedian Jeff Allen. Boy, I tell you, this guy's really funny. I enjoy his material. And then we're going to talk about flood protection with Corrissy Morrison. Next hour, actress Amy Mannikin will be joining us. She got a new movie called Stuck coming out. Then Sean Riley, who has a new show called Speed. Later on, we'll be joined by Shadrach Anderson, writer, director, actor, and inventor. And then we're going to have lifestyle expert Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause for a moment. When we come back, my first guest this first hour from Blindspot, Jamie Alexander.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is part of a drama on NBC, Friday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC. And she is, I think, one of, if not the most beautiful lady on TV. And she plays the role of Jane Doe. Joining us right now is Jamie Alexander. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was telling you before we went on the air that I was hoping that you would come back and chat with us, because I remember the last time you did, in fact, a couple of times for that matter, and you're a great guest, and I got to tell you something. I mean what I said. You are one lovely lady.
Well, thank you so much. That's so very kind of you to say.
I remember you telling me that with all of the things that you do in this business, and there's a whole slew of them, we'll talk about it, that you're kind of a homebody, are you not?
I am, yes. I like being at home. I just like to relax and watch movies and cook food for my friends and family. I'm pretty mellow compared to my character on Blindspot.
Wow. Well, that's great to hear. You know, everybody thinks in your show business is all the bling and the blast and all the jingles and the jangles. But so another season of Blindspot. I love this show. And as I told you before, every time I go on a trip, I go to AAA to get that triptych. And I say, can I have the one like Jamie Alexander? That's the triptych I want. Okay. I want that map is what I want. So what's in store for the new season, Jamie?
Well, oh gosh, everything. We have a great love story going on between Kurt and Jane that's very complicated, as it's always been,
Sure. Except
that we're married now. And there's this new set of tattoos. They're bioluminescent tattoos, which we've obviously stretched that reality on the show, but they really do exist. but you have to run a painful charge over your skin to make them light up. So we figured that we got to tone that side down because Jane would be in the hospital bed every day. But they interact with the old tattoos, so it's just all new adventures. And we're also taking it global. So we're filming in many different countries.
Really?
Yes, which is awesome.
Like where, Jamie?
Well, in episode one that you guys will see, we get to showcase Venice, Italy, and there's an amazing James Bond-esque boat chase through the canals, which I happened to be in.
Wow.
Which was really, really fun. I had to learn that very fast.
Yeah.
How to drive a very small boat through the canals there very quickly. But it's just such a delight. It's so fun because it gives our show such a cinematic and worldly feel.
Sure.
And it is such an adventure for us, of course, as the cast, to get to go do these things.
Being a boater, don't they worry about a minimum weight going down the streets of Venice?
Yeah, you have to be very careful. So we are one of the very few productions that were allowed to do this. They usually do not allow, you know, any of these things to take place there because it's so dangerous. Because everybody, you know, as though you park on the side of a street, you know, there are boats parallel parked on the canal. So just navigating around that, you don't want to have a severe wake because it'll damage everyone's boat.
Wow.
So it was very, I learned a skill set I did not realize I had. It was really fun.
You know, that's a very beautiful setting there. So it's not only exciting, but also has a touch of romance to it just to see, you know, Venice and its, all of its beauty. What other countries you go to, Jamie?
Well, I know that we're filming in Barcelona, or Spain, Barcelona, Marrakesh, Morocco. Where else are we going? I think Berlin, perhaps.
Wow.
Germany. There's a couple things they're throwing out there right now, but not each one of us goes to each location. So I was in Venice, but I'm not sure where I'll be sent next.
Well, so far you picked the right straw because that's the one. Now, I know that you've been asked this question a million times. In fact, I might have even asked it in the past, but how long does it take to get that tattoo all over your body?
Well, it depends on what we're showing. So if I'm in a long sleeve black shirt, you know, I'll just put the hands and the neck on, which takes, you know, 15 minutes. We have a barrier that we put on my skin that takes a little bit longer to dry, so some days it'll be an hour. And then if I'm doing the full situation, it's about 8 hours, but sometimes it's three if it's just my arms and my torso. And then occasionally I have a suit that I wear for stunts because otherwise I just stick to everybody and it's a mess.
Really?
So I'll put on a very thin nylon suit that they will digitally alter occasionally, but it's a pretty great suit, and that saves us a lot of time on those days that we're doing big action scenes.
Do they need a helper to do that? I mean,
oh, it's crazy. The makeup artist is Stephanie Pasikov, who's also now pretty much my best friend.
I guess so.
And, right? A lot of time spent together. But she does it all by herself.
Really?
And she is incredible. Yes.
Well, let me give you my home number in the event you need some help. She can call me at any time of the day or night. I'd be more than happy to help her out.
Well, Ron, she'd give you the worst part of the job, I'm sure.
Oh, well, there would be no bad part. But you have been so many things. I mean, Love and Other Drugs, Thor, The Dark World, the original blockbuster, Broken Vows, London Fields, The Brink, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger and The Last Stand, and Nurse Jackie on Showtime. I mean, you have a list of credentials a mile long that you bring to the show that I'm sure is one of the major reasons of its success.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been very lucky in my career to get to do a lot of different things, and nothing has been too difficult, which is nice.
Well, that's good. You know, you give me the impression sometimes that you don't take compliments real good. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like that. You are a very talented lady. I mean, you got it all. You're the full package.
I think I appreciate the compliments very much, that I don't take them lightly.
Yeah.
I'd rather put that way. But I'm very grateful for people who like my work and enjoy my work, and if it makes a difference in their daily lives, that's really incredible.
Jamie, when you first saw this script, okay, what were you thinking? I mean, it has kind of a sci-fi touch to it, but it's a very serious drama, and one that really has embraced the audience, obviously, with another season every Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. When you saw it, and you had to interpret that character and the show, what was your feelings? Because, you know, reading it and doing it are two different things.
Right. Yes. Yes, they are. I think, you know, when I first read it, strangely, it was kind of written for me. So I knew right away when I read it, I just knew I wasn't going to have to try too hard to be able to bring this character to life. There's so many similarities between myself and my character Jane. And I just thought, this is going to be such an adventure. This is going to be so much fun. This is going to use a lot of my talents that I have, you know, my background as a wrestler, just all these different things. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I knew it was going to be hard, but I knew that I would enjoy it and feel, you know, I would feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And satisfied with it. And that's been the case.
You know, Jamie, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Jamie Alexander, but I didn't know that you were a wrestler. Really?
I was, yes, in high school. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, you didn't go like on the WWE, were they? I mean, you were a real wrestler.
Yes, I was not a professional glamorized wrestler, although I do quite enjoy WWE.
Oh, of course, yes.
But I wrestled in high school in Texas at 128, and I also did Greco-Roman in freestyle.
Wow, that's very cool. I didn't realize that. Well, I got to tell you something. This show, and I don't know, you know, from the beginning, it just, you know, as I mentioned before, brought audiences in. I couldn't be happier for it. Is this the third season?
It is.
Wow,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, time flies.
Yeah, it really does. I know you're on a busy schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, okay? Were you ever concerned about the tattoos on your body having an effect on your skin? And the reason I ask that, and his name, believe it or not, I can't think of it right now. In fact, he's from Orlando. He played on the Beverly Hillbillies. I can't think of his name. The father there.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I don't remember his name. But anyway, he was out for the role of the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz and had to drop out because what they put on him to make him the Tin Man affected his skin, almost killed him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that they've come a long way since the Tin Man.
Oh, yes. We constantly do, you know, tests, allergy tests and things like that, and we've gotten some really great skin barriers to protect the skin against the tattoos. They've really, especially my makeup artist, Stephanie Pasikoff, she's done so much research, and I've happened to have an okay time with these tattoos. They really aren't that bad at all. Occasionally, you know, of course, we'll be out in the sunshine in 100-degree weather here in New York in the summer, and that's not too fun, but there's never been a time where it made it bad. You know, it was just uncomfortable.
Do you have a real tattoo somewhere?
I do. I have 12 of my own.
Do you really?
One being quite large. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then it's not as hard as to embellish those, I guess.
Right. Yeah. It's like a roadmap. It's like a, you know, paint by numbers, but stick on by numbers.
There's a lot of lines there, Jamie, but I'm going to let them go.
Ron.
Anyway, we'll be watching Fridays at 8 o'clock Eastern, as we mentioned, 7 Central on NBC. It's the third season of Blind Spot, and it stars the very attractive and equally talented Jamie Alexander. Jamie, thank you for joining us, and you're always welcome here, dear.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's always nice having you. What a talented lady, and I meant it. She is really good looking.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Jamie. Want to remind everybody, if you want to check out our website, it is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Segi today. Stick around.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school, and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there, and I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school, loved it, enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this.
Really?
I said, oh, well, great. He said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem not being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives, but his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him, and they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is, and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd, and the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that, and in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it, what am I going to do with my life, who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable, and you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to my fellow to humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series, but I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny, list goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience, and yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really, he enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Dirk, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember as it was yesterday where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
Oh, I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker. A star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace.
Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is back on Twitter calling the Russia probe a witch hunt. On Thursday, he said,
"Hey, I'm having a good day."
But the president seems to have changed his mood on Twitter. On Friday, he said, "Statements are being made about me by certain people in the crazy Mueller report, which are fabricated and totally untrue. Watch out for people that take so-called notes." That seems to be a reference to his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was described in the report as refusing to fire Mueller. McGahn has been described in some media analyses as thereby saving the Trump presidency. On Saturday, the president tweeted, "Fake news media is doing everything possible to stir up and anger the polls and as many people as possible." Senator Mitt Romney wrote he was sickened by the president's behavior. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Last year was the first time that we had our next guest with us, and then I started watching him on television. He was on Huckabee not too long ago, and then his YouTube. This guy is hilarious, and I'm his biggest fan, and he's gotten millions of them. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for dropping the charges and letting me come back to your fine show, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they were fair anyway, and, you know, there's a statute of limitations. Why screw up Absolutely. Your career? You know what I'm saying? After I talked to you the last time, I think it was last year, I started watching you on the videos that are all over. And my wife says, you saw that bit before. I said, I know. You do a lot of stuff with marriage, a lot of stuff with the teenagers. I love the fact that your son comes to you and says, hey, I want to buy a truck. You know, how much you guys? You got about a buck and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, this is funny stuff, Jeff. Really, you're terrific.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
This didn't always go this well, did it not? I mean, you started off back in the 70s with some blue humor, and when you found out that really doesn't pay as well as you wanted it to pay, and you kind of got off the beaten path there for a while, did you not?
Well, I had to find my way, you know, and I started out like a lot of entertainers, you know, you just want to be somebody else, you know, and I listened to George Carlin and Richard Pryor and Cosby, and kind of modeled myself. I wanted to be Richard Pryor back in 1978.
But you're white.
I know. Well, that's why it was easy, because nobody knew I was doing Richard Pryor. One, I'm a bad impersonator, so... But that's what I wanted to be, and I used the language, and I tried to do. I'm a white suburban kid, and I was trying to do urban references and things. So anyway, it took me a while to find my way. You know, Shakespeare said to thine own self be true. Probably in my late 30s, I realized that you know, you can only talk about what you know, and I was steeped into my marriage and my kids, and that's kind of what my life was. So I just started kind of talking about them, And then I realized I was too dirty to be clean and too clean to be dirty.
Right.
So I had to go one way or the other. So I decided to see if I could clean the entire thing up. And I paid my kid 25 cents for every foul word he heard come out of my mouth, and it was breaking me. So, you know, you start handing your kid over, you know, 20 quarters a week or whatever it was. And then you get called into school because your kid uses the language.
Right.
And, you know, I remember telling the teacher, I'd love to look you in the eye with all seriousness and tell you I have no idea where that child heard that kind of language. But that's the way we talked at home. We were trying to change. So we changed a lot of things, and then we came to our faith along the way, and it just seemed to line up and fit. And I'm having the time of my life at 62 years old. I'm just really, really, after 40 years in this business, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing, and I've got some skills. I'm just having a blast meeting people. The show we're doing now, The America I Grew Up In, we're getting three generations of people out to see it, the grandparents, the parents, and the kids, and they're all enjoying it. You know, I don't know about you, Ron, but when I was a kid, we didn't have comedy shows to go to as a family. We ended up going to the Ice Capades because everybody hated it equally. You know, we'd be complaining on the way to the car. Why do we got to go to ice skating? Shut up. Your mother wants to meet the America's sweetheart, Dorothy Hamill. Who doesn't like Dorothy Hamill? Shut up. Get in the car. You know, 3 hours of watching ice skate, freezing. In a comedy show, you can come out, there's heat, and then in the summer, there's air conditioning and great food, and then you laugh a lot.
Well, you know, you talk about finding yourself and finding the religion and so on and so forth. I mean, it's no secret that drugs and alcohol played a role in your early life. But, boy, I got to tell you something. The experiences that you talk about, and you talk about the wide demographic of range when it comes to the different ages, it's everything that is relatable, unless, of course, you're maybe 30 and under, okay? But everything is relatable. I mean, you talk about the helmet that the kids wear today to ride a bike. Now, that's an important thing, but, you know, if you did it when we were young, you're right. Kids would throw stones and call us a dork.
Well, I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, were you forced to sit in a seatbelt? She goes, no, I walked the back seat of my mom's car.
I know.
We would literally walk around in the back seat while my parents drove. And now I'm going to get a hernia hauling my 57-pound granddaughter in and out of the car seat. And it's funny because the government just came out with a stat that they recommend any 4'9" or under should be in a booster seat. And I said to my wife, I go, the entire U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic team will have to be in booster seats on the way to the gym.
There's not a horse jockey in the world that wouldn't be able to.
Right, there's another one. There's another profession that horse jockeys would have to be riding in a booster seat driving their BMWs on the way to the track.
I know. You know. Here's a guy that just won the Kentucky Derby, and he's got to be strapped into a
right,
kitty
exactly.
Seat.
Hey, get in your car seat, Willie. You know, Willie Shoemaker.
My son tells me, he says, do you want to take the kids out to the zoo? I said, no. I said, why? I said, because I don't have time to hook up all the apparatus for crime.
That's
sake.
It.
You got to be.
That's it.
And the other part was when you got pulled over by the police because your granddaughter was in the sun in the back street.
In the sunshine. I know.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, you know, I sunscreen. We had dirt. That was our sunscreen. Dirt. Sweat and dirt. You know?
I love it. Now, this tour that you're going on, you're taking the America I Grew Up In tour all over the place. It started on the 5th of this month. It's going to go through to 2020, and there's a lot of cities. I'd like to run down all of these. Is it jeffallen.com, the website, so people can check it out?
jeffallencomedy.com. It's jeffallencomedy.com.
And all these dates you got coming up here, will you be in Orlando? We originate this national show in Orlando, and I got to tell you, I got to be at one of your shows here real soon.
And I know on, I believe, West Palm.
Okay.
I know that. There's a club there in West Palm. And, you know, my manager never tells me what they're working on because I get disappointed. He made the mistake of calling me a couple weeks ago and telling me about this really nice gig that was a potential, and then it didn't come through, and I got all disappointed. He goes, you know what, I'm done telling you.
Yeah.
You know, when it's signed and sealed and put up, then I'll get excited about it. But I'd love to go to Orlando just because my wife has been dying to take our granddaughters to Disney World. So
it'd be great
to combine business with a trip like that.
Oh yeah, and if you do, you got to come into the studio. You've done a lot of things: the Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Stand Up Spotlight on VH1, Apostles of Comedy, a great acclaimed film, Happy Wife, Happy Life, that 1 hour. Comedy special did, and I mean it. You know, Huckabee, of course, is a cool guy. He really is. And they had one of the camera shots on you, and it was focusing in him in the background, and he was dying. I mean, you know,
right. It's
just funny stuff, Jeff. I don't know how to say. You know, there's a lot of comedians that go out there. This Sebastian fella is real hot right now.
Right.
And you got a lot of ethnic humor. But the stuff that you do and the facial expressions and the timing and the quick draw, it's a great show. I mean, you're doing a hell of a job, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting good reviews, and the people that are coming are really digging it. And it's 99.9% politics-free. I think if you want politics, you can get it. It's so ubiquitous, you can watch it 24/7.
Yeah.
And I just thought this would be a nice respite where families could come and not have to worry about language or just politics and people getting upset over all of that, you know.
Jeff, if you come to Orlando, you have our contact information. You got to let me
know. Absolutely.
Okay. Even if it's just to come here and vacation, I'd love to break bread with you. You're a funny guy, and
I
got to tell you something. I hope that you do this for a long, long time because you put a lot of smiles on millions of people's faces. I'm one of them. I mean, I'm obsessed. There's two things. I tell you what I do. I go on YouTube and I watch the old Dean Martin clips with Foster Brooks and Jeff Allen.
I love Foster. You know what? My aunt saw Foster Brooks back in Kentucky before he was famous, and they introduced him as a Kentucky state legislator.
Oh, I saw that.
And he went up and did that drunk thing.
Yeah.
And she said it took about 5 to 10 minutes before people started whispering, I think he's drunk. I think he's drunk.
Yeah, you know, he's done that.
He was so subtle, so subtle, and not over the top. She said it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And within a half hour, he had them just falling out of their chairs.
Yeah.
And they realized that it was a joke. 25 minutes to figure out it was a joke.
He's a heck of a singer, too. He had a great voice. He was a great singer.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He sang on the Tonight Show. He's a great voice. Well, again, it's jeffallencomedy.com.
Check out
all the cities he's going to be at and what he's doing. And, Jeff, don't be a stranger around here. I really enjoy when you're on the show with us. And you're a funny man. You know your art, and you know it well.
Thanks, Ron. We can't do it without you. Without you.
Well,
so I appreciate the plugs and the kind words. It really means something.
Thank you, my friend. Keep them laughing. Jeff Allen's, I'm telling you, this gentleman is hilarious. You got to see him in concert. And go on YouTube. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Ron. I had a blast.
No, thank you, Jeff. Great stuff. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to return. There's more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. And today we're going to talk about a very, very important subject. One of those subjects that when you discuss it with some people, they say, that'll never happen to me. But it does, because flooding has gotten out of hand in the last few years. It seems like there are more and more floods throughout our nation. In fact, there is a statistic that shows that at one time or another, all 50 states are affected by flooding. Joining us right now is weather damage expert and executive director of residual markets for USAA, Corrissy Morrison. Hi, Corrissy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As I mentioned before we went on the air, that's a very lovely name. A lot of class to it.
Thank you.
So let's talk about flooding, okay? Because this is something that really affects all 50 states. I think sometimes people are of the opinion, if you live in a high-level area, you won't get floods. You know, it gets a little dicey.
You're exactly right. No home is completely safe from the possibility of flooding. And when floods happen, they are so emotionally and financially devastating that without flood insurance, you have to pay out of pocket or take out a loan to repair the items. So it is such a significant event, and you're right. Whether you're in a high-risk area or a low-risk area, you have exposure to flood. In fact, now floods are the number one natural disaster in our country.
Yeah.
So learning about your risk, knowing your risk, and understanding that it can happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time is so important now.
Just a little bit of water can cause a lot of dollars in damage, can it not?
You're right. The federal government reports that just 1 inch of water can cause up to $25,000 worth of damage to your home. So you're exactly right. And that's a lot of money, and insurance would be a great way to help protect from that rather than having to, like I say, take out a loan or take that out of your savings or your child's college fund. So you're right. 1 inch of water is significant.
Now, I understand that federally backed mortgages must have flood insurance. If it's a federally backed mortgage and not in a high-risk flood area, do they still necessitate flood insurance?
Well, they're not mandated. The federal government does not mandate that. So you're right. If you're in a high-risk area and it's a federally backed loan, the bank is required to make sure that there's flood insurance in force on that property. But that is not the requirement for low risk. However, having said that, more than 20% of the claims from the National Flood Insurance Program are from the low risk flood zone. So once again, just because the lender doesn't require flood insurance has no bearing on whether there's an exposure that you need to consider, because when 20% of the claims are coming from those areas in the national program, that's still very significant. But you're right. The reason the lenders are mandated to require insurance in the high risk is one of the statistics report that it's 1 in 4 chance of flooding over a 30-year mortgage. That's quite significant.
And so it's not restricted to federally funded backed mortgages. Even a conventional mortgage will necessitate that kind of insurance if indeed in a high-risk area.
It's the federally mandated requirement to federally backed loans. But that does not prevent any lending institution, any bank or otherwise, from still requiring flood insurance, but they're required by, they're federally mandated to require it in the high-risk areas if they're a federally backed loan.
Okay. What about renters? Because renters sometimes don't even carry insurance on the content of a rented property. They are of the opinion, I think, a lot of times, and it's probably true, that whoever owns the property has got insurance on it, and all they need is renter's insurance for their own physical property. How does that affect flood insurance? Who's responsible? The renter, the homeowner, the apartment owner? What's the deal there?
Right. So you're right. The person that owns the house is responsible to insure the house. But the tenant, the person that's renting that house or renting that apartment, it's their obligation to insure their personal contents. We have a renter's policy that provides that type of coverage, and it does include flood. So our product at USAA, our renter's insurance policy, is one that the tenant, the renter of the house or the apartment, could purchase to give them the coverage they need that would include flood. Also, the National Flood Insurance Program has a policy for a tenant, someone that's renting their home or their contents, that also can provide flood insurance. So there's a couple of different ways a renter of a home or an apartment can get insurance for their personal belongings.
Now, we're talking about flood insurance here, but Corrissy, what happens if it comes from another source? For example, I had a difficulty several years ago in the family room of my home where it was water damage, and they said that it brown water and that they weren't liable for it. What does that mean?
Well, National Flood Insurance Program covers for water coming from the ground up, right? So where it's a normally dry area, when that is inundated with water, National Flood Insurance Program is designed to cover. The other products may offer, the homeowner products may offer coverage towards other types of water damage. I would recommend that anyone that wants to understand that level of detail, contact their insurance professional and get the advice that they need relating to their policy, their homeowner insurance, as well as what the flood policy can afford. Because you're right, there are different kinds of water damage. But the National Flood Insurance Program covers flooding, that is, water from the ground up, where it was normally dry, is now saturated.
The National Flood Insurance Program is now in its 51st year?
That's right. It has been around for a long time, and yet there's still so many folks that don't have flood insurance.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wanted to get that message out today, that no matter where you are, flooding can happen to you at any time, whether you're in a high-risk or a low-risk area. Access to insurance is out there, and that their homeowner policy typically does not cover flood.
Right.
So it's so important that they consider buying flood insurance.
You know, I think people in high-level areas think that when they think of flooding, they think of something happening if you live in a valley. But if the sewers back up, if the drainage ditches back up, boy, you got a problem no matter where you're at. And I am being told that 2019, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will again have a record year for floods coming up this year. So it's a difficulty that has to be addressed ahead of time. Where can we go, Corsi, for more information?
So I would recommend that you go to our website. You can find that at usaa.com/flood, usaa.com/flood. Or you can access the federal government site. That you can find at floodsmart.gov. That's floodsmart, one word, .gov.
Great.
Those are great, two great resources, and the time is now, because there is a 30-day waiting period before the National Flood Insurance Program goes into effect from the time you purchase the policy. So I just want to stress to everyone, don't wait until that flood is coming, until that storm is out your front door, because that would be too late. The time to act is now.
Our guest, weather damage expert and the executive director of Residual Markets for USAA, our friend Corsi Morrison. Corsi, thank you for that information. We welcome you to come back at any time. I appreciate all the information that you have given us today. Very, very important, needless to say.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Wow, I tell you, that's some interesting stuff. And you have to heed it, really. This is not a game that's being played with this flood. You got to go and look into flood insurance, because if you don't, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron's Edgy today on this Easter weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from Linespot, Jamie Alexander, author and actor Dirk Blocker, comedian Jeff Allen, and Corrissy Morrison. Next hour, actress Amy Madigan will be here. She's got a new movie called Stuck that's out right now. Sean Riley will be joining us. His new show is Speed. It's a great show. You're going to love this. And then writer, director, actor, and inventor Shadrach Anderson will be on the show, and we'll close things out the second hour with lifestyle expert Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up next hour, hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back with Amy Madigan.